Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The future will be amazing, and that's all well and good. But what about today? You can feel the rush of a 400-horsepower Nissan Z. Or climb to new heights in the all-terrain Nissan Frontier. Light up the road in the all-electric Nissan Ariya that feels like a sci-fi dream come true. The future will be great, but today is made for thrill. All you have to do is get in a Nissan and drive. 2023 Ariya and Z not yet available for purchase. Expected availability is this spring for 2023 Z and this fall for 2023 Ariya. The future will be amazing, and that's all well and good. But what about today? You can feel the rush of a 400-horsepower Nissan Z. Or climb to new heights in the all-terrain Nissan Frontier. Light up the road in the all-electric Nissan Ariya that feels like a sci-fi dream come true. The future will be great, but today is made for thrill. All you have to do is get in a Nissan and drive. 2023 Ariya and Z not yet available for purchase. Expected availability is this spring for 2023 Z and this fall for 2023 Ariya.
You are tuning into the Goldilocks Productions presentation of the Angels and Healing Light Show. Sit back, relax, and be open to receive the angelic messages and healing channeled through your host, Laura Romero.
Good morning and welcome back to the Angels and Healing Light Show. This is Laura Romero, your host, psychic angel, intuitive and healer and bringer of angel messages. I'm here to connect you to your angels. And this morning we are going to be doing a very special exercise by request and one of, I think, significant importance. We're going to be doing an exercise for healing and clearing our hearts. It's going to be nice and easy. There's going to be no drama, no trauma. It's just going to be releasing, letting go, and healing. So please stick around for that one, and I'll give you a few minutes heads up before we start so you can be prepared. If you're unable to participate in this exercise, you can certainly listen to it in the archived form. You can find that on my website, which is Laura. Nope, sorry, that's my email. My website is www.angelsandhealinglight.com. And you can always email me at laura@angelsandhealinglight.com. Check it out. So I also understand that it's National Hug Day. What a great day. So hugs, everybody. Hugs to your dogs and your kitty cats and to each other and to every one of you. So don't forget to hug somebody today. Virtual hugs count too, by the way. So I'm sending all of you virtual hugs right now. And I'm really glad that you're part of the show. You mean a lot to me. The fact that you're taking the time to listen to me is really an honor for me. But it's important for me to have the opportunity to make this connection with you in order to help you connect with your angels. So thanks for being here again. I want to say good morning to my mom. Hi, Mom. Everybody say hi, Mom. And I'm also very happy to tell you that it's finally cold in Florida. That's so nice. What a relief. I'm sure those of you up north don't think it's that nice, but here, oh boy, I've been waiting for this for about 9 months. So, yay. So, I had a really nice week this week. I hope you did too, but I had a lot of blessings come to me this week. I was able to help a few people going through some really difficult times in their lives. Did some readings with them and people that were experiencing some really painful and difficult challenges in their lives were able to with their angels, connect with their angels and get messages to them that are really going to make a difference in their lives. It's so awe-inspiring to me every time I do this. So that was really a blessing to me to be able to do that. I have just had a wonderful week being able to stay on the divine and angelic realm and getting messages for myself as well as for others, but also doing a lot of healing work this last week. And every time I do that, it's also an honor and an incredible feeling. So for those of you that are looking to or in the middle of studying healing modalities, it's so good to be part of that group and part of the light and know that we all have the potential inside of us to help heal each other and yourselves and ourselves. In connecting to the angelic realm, we all do that. I talk about that every week. You've got a guardian angel, and feel free to talk. Feel free to talk to that angel, and they will get messages to you. They do that in many ways, so that's another blessing. So what's new in your lives? What changes have you experienced since you've been talking to your angels? For my longtime listeners, I'd love to hear what differences these weekly shows have made in your lives. Have you had a direct interaction with your angels? Has somebody been an angel to you? I'd love to hear about the changes, so email me at laura@angelsandhealinglight.com. I am also very happy to say that Kimberly Maroney is going to be joining me again pretty soon. I just love her, absolutely love her, and she is going to be joining me at the end of February. But I also am going to bring to you a new guest, February 11th, and that is in the form of Miss Christine Williams. Miss Christine Williams is going to be my guest, and I know you're absolutely going to love her, and I know she's listening now, so good morning. She's listening from the beautiful Trinidad and Tobago Island. Christine runs what's called the Greatest You Summit, and she brings a collection of healers and light bearers and all kinds of people that are here to heal and to teach and to help those of us that are trying to, you know, make something out of ourselves on the spiritual path, just be better people. And so she brings together a lot of different people that help make that happen. And so I am very honored and going to be on her show in February also. So I'll send out an email as time gets closer with the details. But I'm really happy to have her listening, to have her be a guest on my show and mine on hers next month, because it's going to be awesome. Wait till you hear her. She has the most beautiful voice. And when you listen to her talk, everything that just comes out of her mouth, you can just feel is just an energy of love and compassion and healing. And so it's really an honor and a treasure to be part of that situation. So welcome, Christine. I'm so glad you're here. All right, well, I'm going to take a quick call here, and then I think we're going to do some healing work. How does that sound, everybody? I think we've got a lot that we can accomplish today, and so I'm going to talk to Kavita here. She's my first caller this morning. Good morning, my friend.
Hi, Laura. I love calling in every week. It's fun. I love listening to you.
Well, I love hearing from you.
Thanks. Do you have any messages for me? I don't have a specific question this week.
Oh, you just want a message? All right.
Yeah.
So and everybody right now, take a minute and connect with your guardian angel. Just go to your heart center And ask your guardian angel, feel their presence, feel their love, know that they're there, and ask your guardian angel to step forward so that you can, I'm really getting a lot of energy in my own right now. And just feel that presence. And know that your guardian angel is always there throughout your lifetime, through every single moment of every single day, for every single thing. So, oh, thank you very much. All right, so let's see what message we have for Kavita today. Oh, this message comes from Mother Mary, Kavita, and she calls you her beloved daughter. She's showering you with green healing energy. She showers you further with a beautiful rose-colored energy, just an energy of love. She says, she's showing me a picture of you pulling off, you know, like tossing rose petals in an appreciation of her. She is telling you, and she very gently puts her hand on your shoulders, Kavita, Mother Mary wants you to know that she is a divine force in your life, and she is asking you to look to her for the most, when you're really stuck, when you're having the most significant problems in your life, she is there to help you see. She's showing me like a camera lens. So when you do that, she will open up the camera lens for you to see the picture.
Oh, wow. That sounds beautiful.
Are you, and I know you and I have talked, you've talked about going to Portugal. Are you going to Fatima while you're there?
Yeah,
okay. She'll be waiting for you there, too. So just know that she says, bring her a white rose.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's going to be beautiful.
Yes, yes. And it will also create some really positive changes, opening some doors in your life. She is there with the most incredible, loving, healing energy for you. And she's saying, you know, if you stick with me, kid, and I'll show you the way. Not in those terms, of course, but that's what she means. So she'll help you on your path.
I think I'll be there May 23rd.
And you have a real reverence for her, don't you?
I do.
She's showing me. She's showing me that. So she knows that.
Talk about signs. Whenever I ask for healing, the song "Let It Be" comes on. I know it's about Paul McCartney's mother, Mary, but this I always think of Mother Mary.
Oh, it's about Mary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? It's about Mary.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Isn't she funny? So when you ask about healing in Let It Be, so Let It Be is saying that some things you need to take out of your control, that things are not in your control. So hand them over. Hand them over to Mother Mary. She will help you. She keeps saying it's just about seeing. It's about you seeing. So handing it over to her. She says, once you learn to see, your problems will be solved. So there's something that you're not seeing, but she will help you see it. And she says, you have tremendous vision, capable of tremendous vision, but right now there's something blocking it, but she'll help you see it.
Great.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And she gets her signs to you in so many different ways, and even through the Beatles.
Yes. I love that song.
Well,
thank
all right.
You so much.
It was good talking to you, my dear.
Same here.
Always. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
See, isn't that amazing? You can't make this kind of thing up. The angels, they will all get their messages to you somehow. And it just amazes me all the different ways that it happens. All right, I'm going to take another caller here from Mr. Nathaniel. Good morning, Nathaniel. How's it going?
Hey, good. How are you, Laura?
I'm doing fantastic. Enjoying this cool weather. Woohoo!
Yeah, whereabouts are you?
Florida.
Okay, well, that's good.
Sometimes it just has to be cool, you know. What's going on in your world? What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to see if you could get me a card. I'm recovering here. My work
you sound really good.
My work has let me know they're putting me on the inactive list, so they're
okay.
Going to be canceling my insurance. They're going to be canceling, so I said, well, I have no choice but to go back, I guess. But they said I could apply for Cover California, or I'm not sure, you know, so it may take a couple of weeks to go back, or, you know, I still have this port in me, and I wanted to see if I could that removed, you know, but I don't know if my insurance is good to the end of the month. I sent them off an email, and they're putting on me to know everything, you know. And they said, well,
of course.
You know, I talked to the social worker at Kaiser, and they don't know how long my insurance is good. And I was waiting to get approved for the financial assistance as well, and I haven't found out about that either. So,
Nathaniel, this is going to sound very counterintuitive to you, but what is happening is you're in a holding pattern right now. Everything is about waiting, and what I'm seeing is that you're waiting for other things to make decisions, kind of like making decisions for you. So and excuse me if I'm incorrect, but this is the impression that I'm receiving, is that you're in the middle and you have all of these things flying around you like a little tornado, a little whirlpool, and it is a time of neutrality for you. So what direction do you want to go? And when you decide on what direction you want to go, do you want to go forward or do you want to stay in stasis? Do you want to go forward? Then you need to take control and step forward and understand that actually what's happening is everything and everybody is waiting for you. So rather than you wait for them and wait for things to just happen, you take control. You make your decision whether to step forward, step backward, or stay there and not move at all. And so it sounds counterintuitive in terms of what's been happening in your life, but this is a real opportunity for you to make that decision from your heart and from your soul into what you'd like to do so that you can step forward with a sense of power and control over your own life because you have that ability. So you have to, you know, kind of get in touch with your own self and decide what you want to do. And once you do, make that move. Because after that, when you do that, everything else will start to fall in line with your decision. So, do you want to go back to work? Then go. Don't let the port worry you. The port's just going to, you know, be there until it's done.
I kind of don't want to go back to work, you know. I'm on disability now, but, you know, I don't know
well,
whether to save my insurance and, you know, but...
have to think about that. And like I said, when you make your decision, everything will fall in line with the decisions that you make. So first of all, know that you're not flying out there solo. You've got a lot of assistance and people that will help you and divine intervention and help. But be the leader in this case. You've got to be the leader. You absolutely have to be the one that's your own advocate. For the rest of your life, you have to be your own best advocate. And when you do, things will really, you know, if you choose to move forward, you're going to move forward with a lot of strength and ease after a couple little speed bumps. But whatever you decide to do is how everything else is going to respond. So you have to do that with a lot of, you know, heartfelt thought. But I do know that if you do decide to move forward with strength and with power in your own self-advocacy, things will fall into place in a good way.
But again, that's up. It's always up to you. So thank you for calling and good luck. And, you know, you're always in our prayers. You're always in our prayers, Nathaniel. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right, my dear. Bye-bye. You bet. So it's really important to remember, ladies and gentlemen, we have free will. We can do whatever in the wide world of sports we want, right? And sometimes it's hard to know what to do when things seem to be taking over our lives and it seems like we don't have any control. And sometimes we, you know, maybe have just very little, but that's temporary. So remember that your free will is always there. And if you don't like where you're at or what's going on, there is something that can help you change it. There is someone that can help you change it. Even if it's just a small degree, even if it's just a little step. So if you want to step forward, take that little step and know that there's going to be another one coming. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't all magically fall into place, but it takes steps. And, you know, a lot of times it's about there's so much development, unfortunately, that happens when we go through difficult times. And I remember saying about a year ago, don't wait. Don't wait until things get really, really rough and rotten to connect with your angels. Do it before things get rough and rotten. So for those of you going through rough and rotten times right now, if you like to make changes to whatever direction you want to make, it's there for you. Just remember, it's your free will. The angels will help you with whichever direction you express the wish for, if that you have the desire for. So if you want to move forward, your angels will help you. If you want to move backward, well, they'll probably help you do that too. If you want to stay static, they'll help you. But if you want to move forward and you don't know how, ask them to send you the resources, the people, the guidance, the understanding, and the insight, and most of all, the healing. So Nathaniel, I'm going to ask you to pay really, you know, stick around, because this exercise we're going to do in a little bit is going to be really helpful for you too. It's going to be helpful for everyone. But just remember, free will. So ask your angels to help you see the direction and the way to move forward, because they want you to be happy. They want you to be healthy. And health is really a blessing. It is an absolute blessing. And I think that until you don't have it, you don't really realize what a blessing it is. So blessings and healing energy to you all, especially you, Nathaniel. All right, I am going to take another call, and then we're going to get down to this clearing and healing exercise, all right? So give me just a second here, and then we are going to get into some beautiful energy from Archangels Shamuel and Azrael and your guardian angel. I have a caller from area code 941. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Hello, area code 941. Are you there? Okay. I guess not. Hello, is anybody there? All right, so area code 941, I can hear you moving around there, but if you wish to speak, please just let us know and we'll take your question. So let's begin doing this exercise. What's important about this healing exercise and clearing exercise with the heart is because every experience and so many experiences affect us from the time we're little itty bitty 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 tiny people, from where, you know, children, infants. Every day, things affect our hearts. They affect our physical heart. They affect our spiritual heart, our emotions. And sometimes we don't even realize that perhaps we're still suffering the effects of something that happened to us many years ago. We just never had a chance to resolve it or close the case, so to speak, or have closure, if you will. Sometimes things really gouged a hole in our heart, and maybe it just was too painful to even look at to try to heal. You know, we've all had painful experiences, but the problem is, unless you make that work to heal, it lingers and it stays. And we don't need that in our lives, do we? We can very easily clear a lot of that away. You can do this as many times as you need to. So what's important about not only for our well-being, our happiness, our physical well-being, but what happens too is sometimes we get stuck in these thought patterns because of the pain in our hearts or because of a blockage in our thought of our hearts. We get stuck in these patterns and we don't move forward. Or we're surrounded in anger or frustration or disappointment or self-doubt. How about, you know, I don't think I'm good enough because, you know, so-and-so didn't give me the love that I wanted, or that relationship didn't work out, therefore I must be no good, or, you know, there are so many different things. Somebody did me wrong, therefore I must not be good enough. So we know that this happened. We also need to understand that it shouldn't happen. We need to clear away any of that self-doubt. We need to clear away that disappointment, the anger, the hurt, the self-recrimination has absolutely no place in our lives, right? Thank the experience. It helped you get to who you are and where you are today. But now, let's let all that go. Let's let pain go, disappointment, anger, and let's open our hearts to let light and possibilities and healing come in. So we're going to work on that now, and it's not going to be painful. So for those of you who are worried that you have to go back and look at a painful experience or feeling, we don't do that here. Not with the angels. The angels are about love. I'm going to ask them to heal my throat right now because I keep coughing. Sorry about that. I have so much to say, my throat just gets choked up. All right. So ladies and gentlemen, let's just take a couple minutes here to breathe. Just breathe nice and easy and relaxed. If you can sit with your feet on the floor, get in a comfortable position. Because I'm bringing in Archangel Shamuel, the angel of love. And I ask you now to feel his energy as it surrounds you, this beautiful pink light with yellow, pink and yellow light that's streaming down from God and from the heavens. Archangel Shamuel brings you love direct from the source. He surrounds you with love, and he shows you the way of love. He shines the light forward into a path of love. What is love, he says? What is love, you say? Well, love is many, many things. Of course, there's a romantic love. There's a friendship love, a family love. And there's the love of good intentions and just a good feelings in your heart and in your body. There's love when you look at a puppy. There are many types of love. But what love comes down to is it is a light of God. It is a light of the divine. It's the light of Creator. And it helps grow things. It helps grow people. It helps grow you. It helps heal situations. Love can be used in every situation, from the most difficult relationships. Love can heal. It doesn't mean that everything has to be hunky-dory. It just means that the energy has been changed. The vibration has been changed into something that is more beneficial and positive for everyone involved, so that if there's a situation or a person that needs help in having a higher vibration, the love helps that happen. Archangel Shamuel is the angel that helps remind us and teach us how to do that. He's the angel that helps guide us and give us the energy, the insight, and the light. And he's going to do that for us all this morning. Also joining us is Archangel Azrael. Archangel Azrael is the angel of transition who helps us through major transitions in life. His energy is one of extreme comfort, extreme peace, and extreme compassion. He has a very, very loving presence. It's a very warm, loving presence, like a big hug. And your guardian angel is always there to help, as it is now. So please sit comfortably and invite the presence of Archangel Shamuel, Azrael, and your guardian angel now. And I'm going to ask you to focus on your heart center, your physical heart, your spiritual heart, your heart chakra, that beautiful organ beating in the middle of your chest. And I'm going to ask you to place your hands over your heart and feel all the power and the warmth that's underneath there. And the angels now surround you with protective and healing light and strengthening light. And as you're aware of your heart, be aware of your heart beating, aware of your heart. I'm going to have you imagine that anything that has ever caused you pain or disappointment, anger, discouragement, imagine that leaving your heart, leaving your body, as you hand it one by one over to the angel. You don't have to look at it or examine it. Just know that it's there, and as you take it, each one, and remove it, remove that particle of pain, remove that particle of disappointment. Take, imagine one by one removing and handing them right over to the angels who are standing there with their hands open, waiting for you to put all of those experiences in their hands. Their hands are glowing with light. And as you put those disappointments or pains or hurts into their hands, that energy is automatically purified. You can watch it turn into something pink and bright and turns into an energy of love. And as you hand those particles off to your angels, you feel your heart relaxing. You feel it able to stretch a little further, a little more, be a little bigger. You feel your heart beating more strongly. You feel the energy of love filling all the corners of your heart. And it feels peaceful. It feels good. It's a sense of relief. Just keep scooping away, pulling away anything that you find. Look around. Look around your heart with your mind's eye. Is there anything sitting there, tightening around your heart, weighing on it? Just take it away and give it to the angel. And you must understand that anything that has love attached to it, the love portion, will always be part of you. So you're not giving away any love. You're just giving away the things that are not for your highest and greatest good. Letting go of self-recrimination, letting go of doubt, letting go of guilt, letting go of sense of unworthiness, letting go of anger at someone or something or some situation. Let it go and feel your heart expand. Breathe in deeply. Fill your chest. Feel your heart expanding even more. And as you exhale, you feel a sense of peace. Feel your heart relaxing and growing bigger. And as you're letting go of all of those past issues, know that they are being healed at the very highest level. Know that your heart is being healed from the very highest source. Do you feel some joy coming into your heart? Do you feel a sense of relief? Archangel Shamuel is now placing his hands over your heart and beaming healing energy direct from him into you. Archangel Shamuel is beaming the energy of love into your heart. And as he does that, Archangel Azrael comes and puts his hands on your shoulders and supports you as you make this transition. As you make this movement forward, as you open up your heart into a new light, a new energy, a new vibration, your archangel, your guardian angel, they all surround you and support you. Your guardian angel has you by the hand and also has one hand on your head. Healing energy, loving energy, supportive energy. There's no fear here. There's only love. There's no pain, only healing. Only your heart expanding and allowing you to let go of the past so you can move forward into the present and into the future with strength, with conviction, courage, with love, and your heart is beaming so brightly now. And sense that beautiful light of love, that pink light of love, just filling up your whole body as it helps come out of your heart, into your chest, up to your neck, in your head, down to your feet. Every part of your body is filled with love, and it's swelling and vibrating and pulsating out in every direction. You are now able, you are free. Your heart is free. You're able to send love and healing and forgiveness freely. You're able to feel the love of your true self, of your soul, of your spirit, as you're connected with these beautiful angelic beings. They surround you with love and healing light, healing anything that needs to be healed in your heart. They surround you with this beautiful green energy of healing inside your heart, around your heart, in your body, everywhere in your body now. Completely infused with beautiful green energy. Beautiful green healing energy that heals your mind and your soul and your heart, your body, gives you strength, that reminds you that you have the power to heal. Remember that you have the power to heal. Imagine yourself completely infused with green, loving, healing energy. It's concentrated on any areas of your life that need healing. And just let that beautiful green energy heal, soften, repair, strengthen, revitalizing your life and your body, And going back now to that beautiful pink energy that's surrounding you, let it stretch out all the way out past your front door. Reach out around your neighborhood, around your houses, around your neighborhood. Let that energy reach out as far as you can imagine. Picture it going all the way around the world. And everywhere that light of love touches, it helps somebody else. It helps something else. Anytime that light touches another, it helps. It heals. It brings light. So picture that beautiful, loving light energy healing now. Healing not just you, but the world, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Where can you send your energy, your loving energy today? What about tomorrow? Can you see the entire world covered with pink light? Can you imagine every corner of the world saturated in loving light? And feel the joy of knowing that you have the capacity to do this now that your heart is free. See that beautiful pink light connected like a big stream of light coming straight from the heavens, straight from God, straight from the angels, straight from your ascestors and all the ascended masters. Everyone working together to use the light of our hearts and your hearts to heal and to move forward with joy and comfort and peace and strength. You are loved. You are healed. You are loving, and you are a healer. You are the light. We are all the light, and we shine together. I'm going to have you come on back now. Come on back. Wiggle your toes. Wiggle your fingers. Open your eyes, maybe. How do you feel now? I know I feel pretty good. Know now that your heart is free, your heart is open, and you have every ability to move forward now. There's nothing to hold you back. Amen. Thank you, God. Ooh, my goodness. That felt good. Thank you, angels. Thank you, Archangel Shemuel. Thank you, Archangel Azrael. Thank you, all the guardian angels. So anytime you need to do an exercise like this, you can do it anytime, anywhere. You can just ask your angels for healing and for love light. And rest assured that they will be there to help you. Rest assured that they will be there to help guide you and heal you and just give you love and hugs when you need it, because it is International Hug Day. My goodness, I'm having my own hard time getting back down earth here. So, what think about the ways that you can use that energy that you got today. think about ways that you can use it in situations that maybe you don't have an answer to, or that make you so mad that you can't even see straight, or situations that maybe make you feel sad or heartbroken. So here comes free will again. Gotta love that free will. So here comes your opportunity to take that energy from your heart and just imagine it going like a beautiful pink light it is, or the pink and green light, to that person or to that situation. And what that does is helps heal it and helps change it. And it helps you from getting entangled in lower energies or negative energies or thought patterns, which are deadly in and of themselves. So sometimes we have an immediate reaction to something that isn't always the best. Kind of like a knee-jerk reaction or a reflex sometimes, I think. So before we get to that point, in that instant before we get there, just send love energy. And if you're a visual person like I am, imagine pink and green energy going towards it. But all you have to do is imagine. If you can imagine, your thoughts are happening. Your intention is there. So if you can imagine a situation that needs some help, a person that needs some help, a relationship that needs some help, just imagine that pink energy, that pink and green energy going there and surrounding it. And voila, you're done. You've just made a big change, and you've allowed yourself the opportunity to react in a positive way and make a positive change. Now you watch and see what happens when you do that. You're going to see some amazing changes. You're going to see amazing changes. I want to do one more exercise. I find this to be one of the most simple but profound exercises. It is the Hawaiian practice of Ho'oponopono. What is, it's a very simple four-step practice that helps clear and heal. So the first thing you do is you ask for repentance. Then you ask for forgiveness. You express your gratitude. And the last step is to express love. The story behind this, one of the major stories behind this, I think, the one that touched me, was a warden of a prison system who took the files of every inmate on his desk and practiced these words over every inmate and was able from that point forward to see a change in that, a positive change in that person, that incarcerated person, without having a word spoken out loud to them. He prayed for them, this prayer, and was able to see changes. So I'm going to say this with you because I think it's very powerful and it's super simple. It's the Hawaiian practice of Ho'oponopono. So the first one, you just say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. That's it. I'm sorry for any transgressions I've made to cause this problem. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. 10 words. You can do that really simply every day and watch the changes that happen in your lives. If you would like me to send that, just send me an email if you want me to send that to you, if you want me to write that down and send it to you. Email me at laura@angelsandhealinglight.com. Right now, I just want to share with you what I'm hearing and seeing. What I'm seeing and hearing is a choir of angels that are singing the most beautiful, beautiful music, the most beautiful song, most beautiful words right now. They're more of a tone. But this song is, and the angels are for you. They're saying it is a song of divine love, divine light. It is our way of putting the ice cream on the cake, is what they're saying. So on top of all of the healing and the love they've shared with you today, they are now offering you a gift of song, beautiful angelic words of love. But it is the most incredibly beautiful sound. But they're all standing like a choir, singing from afar, but not too far. The energy that they're sending is a beautiful blue, maybe a sky blue color, medium sky blue color. And they're waving this energy all through you and around you, like sending it in a big, gentle wave of soothing and calm. And a refreshing, refreshing energy. It's just beautiful. My goodness. I'm going to have a hard time getting out of this state today. Alrighty. Well, does anyone have any last questions here before we end today's show? Well, let's get a final message for us all today then. Since it's International Hug Day, what is a hug? A hug is a great opportunity. A hug is an opportunity to meet, to greet, to comfort, to heal, to share joy, to connect. And the angels are saying that your hearts are also full of loving energy and healing energy right now, that they're just bursting, almost bursting with all of this energy. They're asking you to please remember this feeling and remember that you can use that energy for healing for yourself or for others. And for making changes, it gives you the profound ability to make profound changes in the world if they're for the better. Archangel Shamuel is also stepping forward to say that he would love to give any of you a message of love, saying if you get out your notebooks and pencils, he has a message of love for you individually, and if you ask him, you kind of get into a nice quiet state and ask Archangel Shamuel for a message of love that you can actually write down and keep and look at every day, where you can stick it on your mirror just as a reminder. He is more than obliging. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope it brought you great peace and comfort and healing. I hope that you remember this ability that you have now, and I hope that this helps clear your future, clear your way, clear your path. And I really look forward to connecting with you next week. Also, I look forward to hearing from you, so shoot me an email at laura@angelsandhealinglight.com. Visit my website, angelsandhealinglight.com. Oh, I added a new page to my website, by the way. It's still a work in progress, but I'm adding favorites, some of my favorite books and links and other people on there, music. So I've got all kinds of things I'm going to add on there, but take a look. I'm going to put some angel quotes and it's going to be full, chock full of things for people to just look at and maybe get some inspiration from, some guidance from. So check it out, angelsandhealinglight.com. All right, well, I'm going to leave you in the hands of Archangel Shemuel and Azrael and your guardian angel for the rest of this hour, another 6 minutes. I'm just going to leave you in their loving hands. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, be blessed. Stay warm or stay cool, whichever your preference is. Be in love. Send that light and love where it's needed or where you think you can help. You can't go wrong and you can't screw it up. Isn't that good? But enjoy yourselves and many blessings to one and all. I'll talk to you next week. Bye now.
Don't want the fun to end? Grab more refreshments, then head over to Goldilocks Productions' YouTube channel.
With over 950 archive shows, the fun doesn't have to end.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.